Hey, thanks, Kane. 807 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. Hey, why don't you join us? Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's my buddy Trey. He and his crew, they're working in Mobile County, Baldwin County. Residential properties we talk about all the time, like you got junk in the attic, and you'd rather not deal with the ladder stair hybrid with the creaky springs thing. They'll do that for you. You've got a outside junk, above ground pool that is pretty much just a mosquito breeding facility, which, by the way, the mosquitoes were back out. I was working in the yard driveway last night, and I don't get bit very much. Mm-hmm. I have one of the bloods they don't like or whatever. They jumped me.
They were all over you?
They jumped me when I walked outside. But if you got the above ground pool, it needs gone. That's junk. He can get rid of that. You've got at your office, if you possibly, and I'm not pointing fingers at all at myself, but if you've gone completely digital over the last couple of years of how you do business, but yet you have a room full of gigantic metal file cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them. Open up that space and do something with it. You got junk. You need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and you need the convenience of making that appointment on a specific day and a specific time, not some spectrum of time. They'll say, hey, it's this day, this time. You agree on it? Good. That's when they're there. They get their work done. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I'm still stuck on the mosquitoes, okay. Because maybe they're focused on Valentine's Day is coming up. They're showing
Finley,
you some loving.
Finley.
I'll find love in all
things.
I will find the silver lining in every single situation. I really will.
You know, from many Eastern philosophies, they say that there's a balance to you in this world, right? The yin and the yang. For mm-hmm. each person one way, there's a balance. We're all like nature, things equal out and all that. It's just nowhere in the philosophy that I saw that you would probably have them as a friend and coworker to be the balance out of... know that was part of, I would go back and look at some Taoist philosophy or something, or go look at my fortune cookie and see if it says you will work with and be friends with your yang to your yin. Like, I've never seen that, but like, I know it exists right in that theory, but I just didn't know I would work
like
with
the last dragon.
Leroy.
Do some karate moves here. All right. So 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Give him a call today. Our buddy Rob Holbert joins us in the second half of the hour. Rob, of course, with Lanyap. We'll talk some coal ash. I said ash.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question about Barry Steam Plant Facility. And the, you know, it kind of goes back to actually what Captain Bobby was just talking about. And he and I have talked about a bunch this winter. And Dr. Bill, it all kind of links in that we had a lot of rain, had very high river stages this year. Mobile River at the Barry Steam Plant reading was above 14 feet. I know for most folks it means nothing. That's real high, y'all. It's a real high river stage. And one of the questions is, you know, if you have that kind of flooding, does it endanger having any kind of breach or that coal ash get out from those retention ponds at Barry and get in the river system? We'll talk about that with him coming up in just a little bit. All right. It's a lot of questions here on the text line. Let me go back through this if you missed any of the details. That's raffle is launched as of now. You can go to the Facebook page for A-Team Fishing. Captain Bobby's company, his group, is A-Team, like the A-Team, like with the van, mm-hmm. the black van with the red stripe.
Mm-hmm.
A-Team Fishing. Okay, you can go there on Facebook. You can go to A-TeamFishing.com, or you can go to FMTalk1065.com. Dalton has it up as our top story on our three big things.
Yeah, and it's also linked to the top of our Facebook page, Facebook.com/FMTalk1065.
Okay, when you click that, you're going to go to a link there, and it is, people are saying for how much or whatever. This is Bobby just being good people. It is making a donation of your choice to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, which is housed with MobilePD.org, I think is the website it resides on. Mm-hmm. Link takes you there. I may have had arguments, not the right word. I might have had discussions with Captain Bobby about a minimum amount for donation because his trips are awesome and they are, you know, they are not inexpensive. But he said, no, people go on there, make a donation mm-hmm. to this fund. I would urge you, I'm going to take my little bully pulpit here, Bobby, because you're not on right now. Y'all give a lot. Y'all give a lot to this fund. When you do, when you go through and click, you're going to get a receipt that's going to give you a number. That number with your receipt you get from doing the donation over at the fund, that is your raffle entry. This goes on for the next 6 weeks. So we're drawing in March. You're going to win a full day's trip for you and two friends. So that's even, I mean, usually it's yourself and a friend. So now you get an extra. So it's beyond a full day's fishing. It's like bigger than the big package
so
on this website. That's right. Yeah, it could be your friends, could be your family, you know, whoever you decide to take. You get the full day fishing with Captain Bobby on prime fishing days, spring and summer. Okay. Or you can wait till the fall if you wanted to, but people are probably going to want to do this quickly. You also get custom-made rods. People, one of the things they don't know about Bobby is over the last few years, he has gotten into building fishing rods. Mm. And his fishing rods, they're like his fishing. He is meticulous. He is an artist. These rods are awesome. Custom-made, and they're made for doing exactly what we do here. They're not made for general consumption. He'll make you a spinning rod for speckled trout, you know, in shallow water. You want a deep water rig, a rod for fishing the gas rigs in the summer for speckled trout, he'll build that. He builds custom rods specifically. They're beautiful, and they have specific applications in our area. They're great tackle. Speaking of tackle, a chock-a-block full tackle box. I mean, think about the access he has to the best tackle, okay? Right. Chock-a-block full tackle box of the equipment that works right here. Plus some other goodies we're putting in the raffle mix. You're going to make a donation that's going to go to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, which you should do anyway. But in doing that, you're going to get in the raffle. And this is a great thing. And Bobby has just stepped up, and he was adamant about doing this. And, I mean, he's donating his time on the trip, but he has been working hours and hours and hours setting this up. So y'all go make that donation, get in the raffle. We'll talk about it from now through March, and I hope you win.
I think it's such a blessing because he's been blessed with such a talent to do what he does for a living, and he understands how so many people try to be fisher people for the day, but he's going to help you live out your dreams and as well give back to a family that has been through the unthinkable.
Yes.
That's a true blessing.
You know how much I like when humans treat other humans kindly, and especially when local humans treat other local humans kindly.
That would be I Sweats territory.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And remember, if you do donate and you want to be part of the raffle, save that receipt that they email. Save the receipt.
Okay, so you'll get that when you go through the links we've put up. When you make the donation, you'll get the receipt. That is your ticket. Thank you for bringing that back up, Dalton. That is your ticket. And hopefully it'll be your winning ticket.
Right.
All right, some calls.
But you win as long as you donate. Let's just be real.
What she said. Remember the yin and yang thing. 343-0106. That's our phone number. I'd like to hear from you. 343-0106. Coming right back. At 820 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad you're here. And coming up in just a little bit, Rob Holbert joins us. We'll talk with him. Also, a heads up, taking the midday show on the road tomorrow, kicking off our three-day run at the Mobile Boat Show. So midday Mobile tomorrow, live for the boat show to open up the doors there, which is always a time. I see a lot of people, I don't get anybody in trouble, but I see a lot of people on the Friday of the boat show dressed in their work clothes
because
it's Friday and it's lunch, and either people come and just burn through at the lunch hour and see what's brand new at the show, or some of them have an extended lunch on a Friday and come and hang out. Hey, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to report you.
They get their steps in.
Yeah, there you go. Get their steps in on a Friday. So step on over to the Guide's Corner.
High stepping.
That's right, like those turkeys. We'll be there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So yeah, Midday Mobile live tomorrow from the Mobile Boat Show. Kind of doing our normal thing, our normal show. As abnormal as my midday show is, normally abnormal. And then the slot where you usually hear the midday replay on Saturdays, we replay just different clips of the week from 10 to noon. Saturday, that will be a live on location FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward and I do that show at 7 on Saturday mornings usually, but this week will be a two-hour show live from the boat show. Just got confirmation, too, from the director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon. He's going to be there live with us doing the show, I think, in the second hour of that. So in the either the 10, no, maybe he said, Okay, he's saying 10:30 now. So 10:30, he's going to be there. And so if you're listening, obviously we're going to get all the information about 2019 snapper season that Kelly was reporting on earlier. And if you have questions, like I do, about other reef species, triggerfish, amberjack, regulations around those, the person to ask is going to be sitting right there with Mike Ward and myself on Saturday. So make sure to put that on your to-do list. Come by and see it live. And then during the news breaks, you can ask even more detailed questions of the director. So he'll be there on Saturday. So make sure to stop by and see us. And then the Guides Corner with folks like Captain Bobby Abrascato, Captain Charlie Gray, Captain Wayne Miller. I know Stephen Daniels from the National Wild Turkey Federation there. Benton Parrott, who is a pro kayak fisherman. I mean, does the tour and everything, fishing out of kayaks, winning tournaments and all that. He's going to be with us. So if you've thought about getting into kayak fishing, he's a good resource. There's a lot of people getting into kayak fishing. Some really good kayak fishing guides in our area as well. So more to talk about there. Also, Justin Fidala from the Saltwater Fanatics will be there. Offshore fishing talk. Man, this guy knows it inside and out. Really going to be a great time. And we do that on Friday after the midday show. So Friday afternoon into the evening, Saturday all through the day, and Sunday all through the day. So come by and see.
Yeah, you put together quite a brain trust there.
Yeah, they are. They're, I mean, it'd be, I don't know, can we figure out who would the designated, can we fishing folks out there, who would be, if y'all have seen the lineup, heard me talk about it, of guides that will be there at the Guides Corner with FM Talk 106.5 at the boat show, who would the designated survivor be if something happened to all of us down there? You know, they did the other night at State of the Union, it was Rick Perry. Rick Perry and his glasses that I don't believe actually have magnification.
Those are cool glasses.
I think they're for looks. Rick Perry was a designated survivor. So who would be who is good? So what if something happened? Uh-huh. Not that something's happening, but something did. Who would be the designated survivor for
at the boat show?
At the what fishing guide locally has to stay out of the boat show? We'll do that on the
Yeah, I don't know if it was the truth, but somebody on Twitter said Rick Perry actually got stuck in the bathroom there, and that's why he was chosen as the designated survivor, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would have speaking of which, off of State of the Union, I retweeted this earlier, and I thought it was pretty darn good tell here by Eric Erickson. You know who Eric Erickson is? Remember Red State? And he's one of these guys I think is interesting because Eric was not a big Donald Trump supporter as a candidate, and has really been, I think, a fair. Now, see, I think there are never Trumpers. I also think there are fair critics, and maybe I hold some warm thoughts about fair critics because I may throw myself into that camp there for the president.
Are those the people that you classify as fair, the kind that actually get mad at things that impact them instead of getting mad because everybody around them is mad and they just mm-hmm. follow? Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure.
Look at things a la carte. Mm-hmm. There, in the spectrum, I can see people that are never Trumpers, anti-Trump, nothing he could say, hey, like he said, puppies are cute and the sun rises in the east and they disagree. Then I see another end of the spectrum where people, nothing that the president does is wrong, no matter what. They subjugate their own opinions, and they pretend like they don't have them because they want to have this monolithic support. Then hopefully there's a bunch of people in the fair zone that say, you know, guys, look at the economy, things are doing good. I like this thing he said. I didn't like this thing he said. I think that's fair. So Eric Erickson, I would say, is in that spectrum. Mm-hmm. So he puts this out, though. So it's kind of set the tone. Headline here from his website, theresurgent.com, which is what came up after Red State went away. Mr. President, hit the campaign trail now. Said State of the Union addresses are not worth it if you aren't going to put in the post-speech time to push it. The president has missed a real opportunity to sell the American people on his immigration points. He stayed in Washington over the shutdown while Democrats traveled. Even prior to the shutdown, he did little. One stop on the border was not enough. CBS poll from last night that you were referencing showed that 72% of listeners agreed with the president's points on immigration. It was the most substantive speech on immigration that he has given. The president also made key overlooked concession on immigration during his speech. He said he'd only put border walls where Border Patrol wants them. They've been pretty consistent on where they want them since the Obama era. If President Trump wants to keep things advancing on this front, he needs to get on Air Force One ASAP and make the case to the American public in swing states. He needs to go to Florida and say what he said, and this was posted yesterday, so last night. Mm-hmm. and lots of legal immigration. He needs to go to Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Wisconsin. He needs to go to Michigan. He needs to highlight the crime. He needs to highlight the numbers. He needs to highlight the cost to society. And he needs to memorize that passage from his State of the Union address and barnstorm the nation today. A failure to do so would signal the White House political team isn't prepared to capitalize on these events, and that should be a worrisome sign for 2020. Even worse, it might suggest constituency for this isn't really there. So get on the campaign trail, Mr. President. So there you go. Listen to the words. It probably falls on deaf ears if you are a never Trump, anti-Trump, or your Trump does no harm ever person. But if you're in the middle, think what Eric said. He likes the message from the State of the Union. He likes what the president's laid out here in border wall discussion. He says, but get out, because that is something that President Trump does quite well. It goes out and riffs on a subject. I got to agree with Eric Erickson 100% on this. If you're somebody that heard the president speaking the other night about immigration, making his case and said, yes, then he needs to be out doubling, triple, because every time he goes, it's not just to the however many hundreds of people are there at his event he's talking to. The TV stations have to cover that. The news has to cover the fact that he was there. So that just continues to reinforce that message. Eric Erickson, well written, well said.
Well, I would hope that based on the State of the Union, if some things worked well, you know, you have your hand on the pulse of that. If it didn't work so well, figure out why it didn't, and then either way, continue the conversation. Because the State of the Union, you have all eyes on you, and that's the perfect platform to get out your message, right? And then you continue the conversation. So whether you're a never, all the options.
Never Trumper, anti-Trumper, or always Trumper.
Option A, B, or C. Yes. You just the bottom line is we want to see movement. As Americans, we want to see positive movement, not just grandstanding from both sides. Because let's be real. I mean, it was like places, mm-hmm. and everybody had a role to play. But we the people, are the ones wanting, you know, our government to continue to run smoothly. We shouldn't have to look at February 15th and take a big gulp and wonder, are we or aren't we?
I bet we aren't. But that's just
you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think they're going to come up with something else. But I mean, so between now and then is when you have the leverage as the president.
Yes.
And if you believe the poll and the many people that received the president's message positively, then go double and triple and quadruple down on it. Get out and make your case. If you're talking about getting something done on the wall, put the Democrats on defense. He does a good job of doing that in blurbs and sound bites. Go do it around the country. Go do it in these purple states. Go do it in these swing states.
And yesterday, the president's campaign announced that he will be holding the first rally in El Paso next week as he continues to push for border wall funding, but no other places have been announced yet.
He should be barnstorming the country on that. Now, my friend Supermom says that Eric Erickson is not fair. He talks like a petulant two-year-old. He kind of does. I agree with you there. He is anti-Trump as you can get. You hadn't seen his change, Supermom? I agree with you during the campaign. He absolutely was completely never Trump. But I don't think he's even doing it for political expediency. I think he's challenged himself to be fair and look at it issue by issue and not demagogue the person. And in that, I have seen more what I think is fair thought out of Eric Erickson. So that's why I'm celebrating what he said. But I do agree with you about the petulant two-year-old stuff. Supermom says his opinion is irrelevant. In this case, I would caution you, if you are a supporter of the president, to not take his opinion as irrelevant, to take it as a great idea. He is saying, Mr. President, you're on to something here. This is working. Get out and spread the word. All right. Coming up, Rob Holbert from Landyap joins us. We've got a lot to talk about with him. Reminder, too, this raffle is online and going on right now to benefit the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Our man, Captain Bobby Abrascato, stepping up with a lot of great partners here making this possible. Your chance to give money to a great, great cause and get to go fishing with Captain Bobby at exactly the same time. Details on our Facebook page and website, and we'll be right back.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Don. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great today. And during the break, we were talking about demo vehicles that you might see riding around on the streets of Mobile and in Baldwin County. But people out there looking for a new vehicle can actually use that to save some money.
Yeah, you know, if Dalton, if people are looking for a new vehicle and kind of want to save money like a used vehicle, a demo is a great idea. In McConnell, we have a lot of them. I'll give you an example. One of them is what my brother's driving. My younger brother Baker's driving an AT4 in one of these beautiful new colors called Smoky Quartz. And, you know, he'll put about 5,000 miles on it. And I'm driving a black Yukon Premium with really cool wheels on it. University of Alabama Coach Battle up there is driving a Denali. So these are the kind of vehicles I want people to go to my website and check out at McConnellAutomotive.com. And Dalton, I'm talking about, instead of just getting big savings, I'm talking about huge savings. So we literally have Acadias, almost everything we sell. My aunt's driving an Enclave. So all the time I want people to keep in mind, a demo is a great way at McConnell to save even more money. So anything you're looking for, go to my website, McConnellAutomotive.com. And, you know, maybe somebody out there would like to get a demo with 5,000 miles and save a few extra $1,000 to put towards the piggy bank.
Yeah, there you go. That's some good stuff. And thanks for the insider knowledge on this Thursday, Mitch.
Yeah, buddy. Y'all have a safe day, Dalton.
All right. That's Mitch McConnell. Make sure you go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
Also, speaking of McConnell, I got a note from my buddy Brent with McConnell. He says they are bringing out to the boat show that AT4 truck that you and Mitch have been talking about, the GMC AT4 with the new tailgate. They're going to be out there all 3 days. Truck comes standard with a 2-inch lift kit straight from the manufacturer. Two engine options, a standard 5.3 liter and the option for a 6.2 made with an all-new 10-speed transmission. Heads-up display. It's really quite a truck to see, and it's going to be at the boat show. So all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, your chance to check that out. All right, we say hello to Rob Holbert with Lanyap and talk more with him. Are you going to come out to the boat show? Can I get you out there?
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to go out and look at the boats I can't afford.
And some you can. And also, my thing
like
is...
Spoken get, like a Roberto.
And get
and
fishing tips.
I can, yeah.
And get some fishing tips from, you know, Guide's Corner.
That's true. I do. I need those. I need those.
So we'll do that. I'll plan to see you one of the days at the boat show.
Absolutely.
All right. A couple things here I want to get into on the new Lanyap. First of all, Damn the Torpedoes, your column this week, tick, tick, ticking in the Delta. Somebody leave a clock on, or what is this?
Well, you know, it's something we've written about, something I've written about a lot, too, is just the plant berry, the coal ash pond out there that is scheduled to be covered over and left 21 million tons of coal ash in it. I'm sure most people have heard about that. At some point, most of the power companies in the southeast have decided that they're going to dig these things out and haul these to lined landfills somewhere. And unfortunately, Alabama Power has decided they're just going to leave that pile of toxic waste sitting right by the Mobile River. And last month, Mobile Baykeeper went out and took some pretty interesting video and pictures of, you know, the floods out there and water about 10, 15 feet up the side of the levee that holds all that stuff back. You know, so it's one of those things, in my columns started out talking about 10 years ago, up in Kentucky, they had a spill that they're still, 10 years later, we're trying to clean it up, and they had the 30th person of a 900-member crew that cleaned it up who died last August. And there's 200 others that are currently sick or dying from just cleaning the mess up.
And let's hit the rewind for a second, too, and talk about the coal ash. So this is when, you know, Berry Steam Plant that we're talking about produces electricity that we all enjoy for a long time, burning coal. And after you burn the coal there to create the steam, to move the turbines, to make the electricity, you have basically what's left over. Like, we got to clean out our fireplace after we have a fire, right?
Yeah.
So that's the ash you're talking about, and that ash is toxic.
That ash is full of arsenic and other metals and poisonous things that is toxic. In fact, they were... Alabama Power was fined last year for release of some of that material. So yeah, it's a situation where you have this huge almost 600 acre pond that they've created out there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to describe it for folks. It's a levee retention pond that sits to the south of the steam plant along the Mobile River.
a 25-foot levee of clay and dirt right along the river, about 200 feet from the river. And that, you know, the plan is to just cover, to drain that pond, to cover it with dirt, basically, and just say, you know, we're burying it here. Unfortunately, that pond, Sean, is not lined in any way. It's just a hole in the ground. And so, you know, the concept that this is going to leach into the water table is pretty high, I think, from just about anybody that knows anything about this stuff says it is. Bay Keeper is very concerned about it. But also just the fact that we've had, there's 23 states that have had major spills of coal ash, and you know, that some of these coal ash spills are pretty horrific. And one that happened there, if there was one in from Plant Berry, if there was a major one from Plant Berry, it would pollute our river all the way down through the bay.
And the, I mean, there's two things. There's leaching, and then there's overtopping, right?
Right.
And that river stage, I'll say this, to put things in that river stage, and I know you said you had talked about the flooding, and you said it, you know, wasn't biblical, but it was, just to be fair here, a 14.5 stage at Berry Steam Plant reading on the Mobile is very darn high. I mean, I spent a lot of time on that river.
The rain wasn't biblical.
Yeah, but the flood was, you're right.
The flooding's high, yeah.
It's big.
That's a high flood.
Right,
but it's up on the levee, and you know, I mean, I'm just saying that it was not produced by massive rains by our standards.
No, fair enough. But in our flooding of the river system, not to get too into the rabbit hole, but we're influenced by what happens above the dams,
right,
more than down here. What happens above Coffeyville, what happens above Claiborne, drives our flood cycle because of the way they retain water in those lakes. But so, what are other places doing? I mean, if they're in this situation, are they digging up coal ash and then taking it inland? Is that the plan?
Are,
is
yes.
that
yes? The vast majority of these of power companies are doing exactly that. They're digging them up, taking them to lined landfills, and covering them there.
So why won't they do that here?
Water.
Why is that not happening? Why wouldn't they try that? Alabama Power do that at Berry? I mean, out of any place, having them right along a river. If I had a triage list of where I was going to dig up and move coal ash, that would probably be number one.
Well, I'm sure it's money, Sean. I mean, they won't really say why they won't do it, other than it's just it's the easiest thing for them to do. But, you know, Alabama Power makes a lot of money. It has plenty of money. They have, you can check what they make. They're a public entity. They have lots of money. They can afford to do this. And they've made all that money, a lot of that money, off people down here. I don't know why they would want to leave it there. It's just, as I say, it's a sword of Damocles hanging over the delta. And just, if there is a disaster, if there is a problem, if there is biblical flooding that washes that thing away, it's a huge, huge disaster. And what's the point in not just getting it out of there? But, you know, I think that really a lot of it is, you know, there's not any political pressure to do that. It's just, you know, Alabama Power says we're going to do this, and that's the way it is, and we're not hearing anything from Montgomery saying, you know, guys, that's not a great idea.
Well, and I'll say this without even opening, I do not have the text line tab open. I mean, it's open, but it's just that tab isn't open, and I have not looked at my email, but I can tell you right now there'll be a couple of texts and a couple of emails saying, yeah, you know, Rob's talking a big game, but who ends up paying for it? It's going to be us, or you know, we're going to pay it on our power bill. I mean, the question is, I think there hasn't been a good enough job of messaging the danger here, because for people to be motivated to pay more on their power bill to get this moved. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's just the nuts and bolts of it.
I don't know that they necessarily have to pay more on their power bill to get it moved. Nobody's even really given us a concept of how much it costs to move it. You know, they put out a memo in 2016, you know, in March of 2016, talking about moving it, saying it was going to be moved, and then later that year changed their mind. So at one point they were planning to do it, and then they changed their mind once after the election, and I guess they felt like the new administration might be more in favor of just letting them leave it there. But you know, I don't want to get lost in the weeds of Republican
right.
Democrat politics here. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a screaming liberal environmentalist, but I do think that it makes zero sense to have all that coal ash sitting there right on the edge of the river.
All right, coming right back.
We've seen this happen so many different places.
Hey, can you hold on?
Sure.
All right, be right back. Welcome back, 850 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. C-Spire Tech Movement's taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C-Spire's investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so C-Spire's teaming up with the schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C-Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. Futures out there, and the C-Spire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech movement. All right, continue our conversation with Rob Hulbert from Lanyap. And I want to point out, too, just as a self-serving side item here. Dale Leisha's story about Genghis Khan exhibit opens at the Gulf Coast Explorium. I would like to have people read Dale's story. And then today, Midday Mobile, 1 o'clock, Don Lessem joins me for an hour-long conversation about, as he said at one point, Genghis Khan, but Genghis, Genghis.
Okay, yeah, that, we got to have a discussion.
Well, and we had recorded this yesterday. You'll hear it today. He and I get to discuss, and is it Genghis, Genghis, what does the other pronounce this? Genghis, 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 or Genghis. And we get in that discussion a whole lot more. It really, guy, is a wealth of information. Obviously, he is studied in his Genghis Khan, but also he's a dinosaur expert. And that happens at 1 o'clock today on Midday Mobile. So read Dale's story and maybe do that at the same time you listen to the interview today at 1.
Yeah, it's an interesting. The guy was, he worked with Spielberg and Jurassic Park too for his dinosaur knowledge,
but and then, he drops
so
that.
Dale's walking around the office saying Genghis Khan, and we're like, "What is this?"
You know, yeah, so that's the new.
We've had the whole internal debate here.
I was trying to have it the other day, and everybody just looked at me and made me leave the room. So,
it wasn't a good debate. It just kind of fizzled. But
wait till you hear him. Wait till you hear him drop the Spielberg thing in our interview. He's like, you know, and then you know, Spielberg was saying such and such. I said, "You just dropped it like it was. You just said Tom or something."
Yeah.
But it's a cool guy. So yeah, y'all check.
Apparently, he worked for Dinosaur Parts.
Yes.
So
he was also friends with Michael Crichton, and told Michael Crichton that all the stuff that he had detailed in the book wouldn't work. And Crichton said, "I know, but it's good for the book." So that's it. One today, or Dale's story over at LanyapMobile.com, or the new copy of Lanyap out on streets now. Where can people find that, Rob?
You can find it just about everywhere. We've got 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin County. We've got the beautiful purple boxes out there. Still a few of the pink hideous boxes out. But you can also check us out online at lanyapmobile.com. And you can have us delivered to your home for $1 a week. So you can go to the website and sign up for home delivery. And that helps support local journalism.
Now, speaking of dollars, is that what's is happening in the cover story? Is somebody exchanging money for Lanyap?
Yeah, there's a handshake with a dollar. And, you know, if you go to our website, there's on our Facebook page, there's a really cool, Laura did a kind of a time-lapse thing of her making this, and it's really cool to watch her paint this thing on
really?
The computer. Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you see all the different layering and stuff that she does. It's pretty fascinating.
I'm going to have to check that out. So what is that all about? What does that, painting represent?
Well, Gabe Dines did a really good piece here on basically incentives and job incentives and a lot of it, you know, through the Alabama Jobs Act. That's one thing that he focuses in on the state level, but then brings it down to the local level and things we're looking at, different job program. I mean, different incentive programs and the jobs they're expected to bring and that kind of thing. It's a pretty good rundown and a pretty exhaustive rundown of the things that are going on locally and statewide. The incentives being used to bring business, basically.
I'm glad he did a breakout here in it, too, because it does, you know, we've talked about a lot on the show over the years, because there are different types of incentives. You know, people often will say, oh, that's just an incentive package. And, you know, I'm on record having disagreement with, let's say, on the come, you build it, they will come incentive packages. But I'm a guy that's pretty friendly to the idea of giving giving breaks on taxes and other things once the company comes and employs the people and they're operating. That doesn't bother me near as much.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, there are a number of things that we're looking at that are pretty interesting. You know, in the, you know, when you look at the Jobs Act that was passed in 2015, you know, they went through $700 million of it in 2 years. And so it's pretty interesting how they're, you know, the things we're doing around the state to bring jobs in. And I mean, and some of these incentive packages have brought big time players.
You
know?
Yes.
So it's, you know, but it is, it's one of the things people look at and say, well, is it worth it? You know, do we have, are we getting enough bang for the buck? Should we start scaling this? Have, you know, built this base? There's a lot of discussion about this.
All right. Well, I'm probably going to be tell Gabe I'm going to be ringing his phone soon to get him on the show and talk more about this, because this is one of my favorite subjects to talk about in the state of Alabama, and I really appreciate his in-depth dive on that. Speaking of the state, you excited, or are you scared like Godzilla's coming to your town with sessions starting next month?
You know, I think it's more of the latter. more of the latter of those things. You know, what's going to happen? What are we, you know, I guess we know we're going to be looking at fuel tax discussions and things like that, but what else is out there? You know, who knows? It's going to be, it's always a rollicking good time when the legislature's in session.
Well, and you have some pretty disparate, but we have disparate things. You look at tax increases on gas, you look at a lotto bill, and you look at Medicaid expansion. All three of those will have a Republican name attached to those bills. And if you and I hopped in the time machine, we'd be very surprised if I told you 10, 15 years ago there would be a lotto bill, a gas tax increase, and Medicaid expansion all backed by Republicans.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a very long trip in the time machine to
right.
That. You know, maybe not even 10 years when you would say that's insane to think that you're going to be listening to those things. But, you know, I think it is part of the realization by even the Republican Party in the state that the state doesn't have any money. And, you know, I know people always say, well, I mean, and I believe this as well. You know, we need to cut the waste out first and do those things. But at some point, you have to say there's got to be money for things, too.
That's for sure. We're going to be watching y'all's reporting on it over at LandyapMobile.com and each week's issue of Landyap. Rob, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll see you soon.
All right, y'all. Have a great weekend.
Will do. Rob Holbert with Landyap. And we're going to rally up here. Let's do this before we go to break. Can we go to Skynyrd?
Heck yeah.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Caller 6 right now wins them at 343-0106. 343-0106. Got your Skynyrd tickets. Good luck. We'll announce the winner on Midday Mobile.